This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning. This is Sport Today, your weekday sports news podcast that puts you ahead of the game. I'm Sam Ferris.
And I'm Martin Gabor. It's Tuesday, the 28th of June.
In your sport today, Wimbledon begins at the All England Club. Origin teams suffer injury setbacks. The Avalanche win the Stanley Cup, and the pizza delivery that's gone viral. This is your Sport Today. Kicking off today's show is Wimbledon, and as we record this morning's episode, day one is winding down on what's been a pretty mixed day. Gabs, bring us up to speed.
All right, I'll try my best here. So as we're recording, James Duckworth, he's tied at one set all with crowd favourite Andy Murray on centre court. And John Millman, he's currently down 2-1 to Miomir Kecmanovic. Now, Astra Sharma, she has just won the first set, but Madison Inglis has gone down in 3 sets. Now, rain meant that the late matches on the outside courts were cancelled, so no play for Aussies Zoe Hives or Daria Saville. Max Purcell, he lost in 5 sets last night, but Tanasi Kokkinakis, he's through in straight sets. But Fez, it doesn't get any easier for him in the second round.
No, now he's going to play top seed Novak Djokovic, who was pushed to 4 sets in his first round match.
Yeah, so Djokovic, he dropped the second set to South Korean opponent Sunwo Kwon, but then he went on to get the win. That was Djokovic's 80th win at Wimbledon, and he now has at least 80 wins at all 4 Grand Slams. Fez, there haven't been too many upsets on day one so far, except men's number 7 seed Hubert Hurkacz. He lost a 5-set thriller to Alejandro Davidovich Fokina. Now, Hurkacz, he actually made the semis last year, and he came back from 2 sets to love down overnight, but ended up losing 10-8 in the 5th set tiebreak.
Always plenty of drama at Wimbledon. I've popped a link in the episode notes to the full draw so you can see the latest on how the Aussies are going, and you can watch it all on 9Gem and Stan Sport. Today's trivia question brought to you by Sportsmate Mobile. Who did Novak Djokovic beat in last year's men's singles Wimbledon final? Gabs, help us out.
All right, keep it simple today. He is Italian.
He is Italian. All right, find out the answer at the end of the show. Gabs and I are still quietly celebrating New South Wales' win in State of Origin game number 2 on Sunday, but a couple of clubs aren't so happy because there are some big names who will not play in the NRL this weekend.
Yeah, speak for yourself, Fez. Not too quiet here in Sydney, but Kalyn Ponga, he has already been ruled out of Newcastle's game against the Titans on Friday, and there are reports that he could miss the deciding Origin game as well. Now, that's because he's had a couple of head knocks already this year, so he's going to need to be cleared by a specialist to line up in Game 3. Payne Haas, he's also in some doubt for that game. The New South Wales prop forward was in a moon boot after Sunday's win, with a suspected high ankle sprain, and he's probably not going to play for Brisbane this week. And you can add Cameron Munster to that list. The Queensland and Melbourne Storm 5'8", he had a big ice pack on his left shoulder after the game, and he said he was pretty much a passenger for the entire second half.
Lots of nervous fans and selectors in the upcoming weeks, so make sure you check out the NRL team lists for all the latest news when they come out at 4 p.m. today. We're only a few days away from the start of rugby's international season here in the Southern Hemisphere. The Wallabies are looking good before they face England in Perth this weekend. But Gabs, it's a different story for our neighbours across the ditch.
Yep, and it's all because of COVID. So head coach Ian Foster, a couple of his assistants, as well as players David Havili and Jack Goodhue, they are all isolating after they contracted the virus. Now, this is a big blow because the All Blacks are about to start a 3-test series against Ireland, who are only 0.53 points behind New Zealand in the world rankings. Now, this might have been a major problem 2 years ago, but New Zealand say they've got plans in place for this, with the coaches set to communicate with the team via Zoom all week.
Zoom saving the day again in this pandemic era, and Joe Schmidt is going to coach the team this week, and he might have a bit of inside info on Ireland. He was their coach for 6 years. The first match is in Auckland on Saturday at 5 past 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk some cricket now, because tomorrow in Gaul, Australia's men's team will play the first test against Sri Lanka. We don't know the team just yet, but the Aussies will be out for a bit of revenge. Hey, Gabs.
Yeah, and that's on a couple of fronts here. So most recently, Sri Lanka, they beat Australia 3-2 in the 50-over series on this tour. But if you go back to 2016, that was the last time the Aussies played in Sri Lanka. The home side, they actually won 3-0. Now, Australia were the number one test team in the world back then, and they're also this time around too. And as you said, Fez, no team news just yet, but the reports out of Sri Lanka say Travis Head is looking like he's recovered from a hamstring injury, so that means Glenn Maxwell might miss out for the first test. As for who will partner Nathan Lyon, well, it looks like it's either leggy Mitch Swepson or Victorian veteran John Holland, who's battling a finger issue to be fully fit.
Yeah, still a few balls up in the air. The first test starts at 2:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on Foxtel and KO tomorrow. If the team drops overnight, we'll bring it to you in tomorrow's show. Let's go to Florida now, where yesterday the Colorado Avalanche beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 to win the Stanley Cup as the best ice hockey team this season. As you can imagine, celebrations got out of hand, and Gabs, it didn't take them long to damage the giant trophy.
Yeah, well, ice can be slippery even for the pros. Now, about 15 minutes after they were handed the trophy, the Avalanche posed for a team photo, and Colorado forward Nicolas Aubert-Kubel, he had the trophy, which weighs 16 kilos, thank you very much. And as he skated over, he stumbled, hit the ice, and dented the base of the trophy. Now, they're probably not going to care too much about this. The win is Colorado's third title and their first since way back in 2001. They beat Tampa Bay 4-2 in the Stanley Cup Finals. There are going to be some very sore heads for the next few days.
I reckon you can count on that, Gab. So I'll put a link to the slip up in the show notes if you want to check out the damage to the Stanley Cup. Last week, we had stories about hot dog eating comps and guys wearing KFC buckets at the poker. We've now got a wild tale about some pizza at the baseball and a delivery driver who has gone viral.
Yeah, Fez, and to think that this all started with a wild pitch and a massive melee. So this is in the game between the Mariners and the Angels over in the States. Jesse Winker, he was batting for the Mariners when a pitch hit him in the bum. He did not like it, so he started an all-in brawl that saw 8 players ejected, but his day was only going to get better. A fan called Sophie, she decided to order him a pepperoni pizza to thank Winker for standing up for his teammates, and that's where our man, delivery driver Simran Jeet, comes in. He braved awful traffic to deliver the pizza to Winker at the stadium and even apologized for rocking up late.
Yeah, this was a wild ride on social media, and Sophie kept everybody updated. She even set up a fund so other Seattle fans could tip Simran Jeet. I hope she gave him 5 stars. Pepperoni pizza, the perfect choice.
Extra pepperoni indeed.
Time for Catch This, the stuff that caught our eye. What's coming up? Gabs, what do you got?
Yeah, well, a bit of retirement news coming out of the AFL. Last night, Majak Dawe announced he was retiring effective immediately. Now, he was the first Sudanese-Australian guy drafted in the AFL, and he spent the past 12 years at the Kangaroos and the Demons.
Thanks, Gabs. And just before we go, a quick Wimbledon update. John Millman has gone down in 4 sets, and it's not looking great for James Duckworth. He's down 2-1 against Andy Murray. It's 1 set apiece in Astra Sharma's match. As for today's trivia question, brought to you by Sportsmate Mobile, who did Novak Djokovic beat in last year's men's singles Wimbledon final? Gabs, you said it was an Italian. Who was it?
The Italian with flowing locks. It is Matteo Berrettini.
Matteo Berrettini, Novak beat him in 4 sets. All right, that is us done for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like what you hear, tell a mate, give us a review, rate us. It's the best way for us to grow. Martin and Lucy will be with you tomorrow. I'll catch you then.